Well, greetings and welcome to a look at some of the events we'll be looking at from a betting point of view, golf events. That is, of course, coming up this week, beginning tomorrow, the 24th of October. We'll be taking a look at the Zozo Championship in Japan, which, of course, gets underway relatively early on Thursday morning at our time. We'll also look at the Portugal Masters, which gets underway later in the afternoon, our time. And we'll also take a look at the BMW Ladies Championship being played in Busan in Korea, a new event at a new venue, and that too getting underway relatively early tomorrow our time. So if you're looking to have a bet on the event, I guess you need to get on this evening at some stage. Let's start with the Zozo Championship, the very first time that a PGA Tour event has been played in Japan. The favourite will be Justin Thomas, a great run of form of late, including that brilliant win last week. He was locked in a pretty tough battle with Danny Lee for much of the final round, but drew away over the closing stages to win. And he was fourth at his previous start also, and of course did win the BMW as part of the FedEx Cup playoffs. So Justin Thomas is in very good form, and even though the odds are relatively short at $8, you'd have to think he's going to give some sort of a sight this week. A Rory McIlroy's at $9. He was just average at the Delford Dunhill, but to some extent that was excusable, because it's a format that doesn't always work for all players, where you're playing with your father and, you know, various friends and relatives and business acquaintances. But he did win the Tour Championship. He is the world number two, so I guess given that, he's got to be a consideration at least. So as I said, he's at $9. Adam Scott's at $21. I think a couple of the Australians have got a bit of a chance this week. Adam Scott at $21. He was fifth last week after a very slow start to the tournament. That was the Japan Open, on a very, very demanding golf course. He's in pretty good form overall in more recent starts. He's warming to his task, I think it would be probably fair to say. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if he gives this a very good run for his money and for your money this week. He's at $21. Jason Day played well on the skins in Japan at the start of this week. It was his first outing last week in Korea. He started well but faded towards the finish, but to some extent I suppose you've got to concede that that might have been the case anyway, given the fact that it had been nearly 2 months that he'd played a tournament. So he's at $29, and I think that's a pretty good value, as indeed is that for Ryan Moore, who's at $61. He was 8th last week and 13th in Las Vegas, and he was I think it's important to note that two of Ryan Moore's wins on the PGA Tour have come in events in Asia. Twice he's won the CIMB event in Malaysia. So don't be surprised if he goes well this week, Ryan Moore. He, as I said, he's been playing reasonably well in recent weeks. And if he was to bob up and win again, it would not be no real surprise. So that is the Zozo Championship being played just outside of Tokyo. Those players again, Justin Thomas at $8, Rory McIlroy at $9, Adam Scott at $21, Jason Day at $29, and Ryan Moore at $61, my selections in that particular tournament. The ladies' tournament, the LPGA Tour, remain in Asia. They're in Korea this week. It's a new event and a new venue. Jin Young Ko, the world number one. She's been 9th, 1st, 4th, 20th, and 1st in her last 5 LPGA Tour starts. And even though she's at pretty short odds, as you'd imagine she would be, given her ranking and the form that she's in, 750 is not too bad, I don't think, and I think it's worth a few dollars on her. As indeed it is with Jeong Young Lee, 6, who's at $17. She's had 5 top 10s in her last 7 starts. She was the US Open winner earlier this year. She's a real standout player. She's been a fabulous addition to the LPGA Tour, and I think has some sort of a chance at those relatively juicy odds of $17. And a couple of players that I mentioned last week that finished off the pace but weren't all that far from it. Alex Marina at $26 and Brittany Altomare, both of them Americans, at $29. I think they may well be worth having another look at, given the fact that they played reasonably well last week and are at reasonable odds this week. So Jin Young Ko at $7.50, Jeong Yoon Lee, 6 at $17. Alex Marina at $26. And Brittany Altomare at $29, my selections for the BMW Ladies Championship in Busan in Korea. The European Tour event this week is the Portugal Masters, being played at Vilamoura in Portugal on the southern peninsula of Portugal. Matt Wallace is at $11. He was 7th in Italy. He was 15th at the Alfred Dunhill. He was third at the KLM Open. He's been 44th and 39th in his two times to this event, which is nothing too special. He's a much better player now than he was 12 months ago, and he's in reasonably good form. Pretty short odds, I have to say, for a player of Matt Wallace's standing. He is a very good player, no doubt about that, but those are pretty short odds. But I think he's going to be some sort of a factor this week. Eddie Pepperell has hardly been starring at present, but he hasn't been bad either. He's been second and third in his last two starts at this venue in this tournament. So on that basis alone, he has to be a consideration. He's at $19. George Coetzee, the South African, a big improvement last week when he finished third in France. In fact, he was a joint leader after the first round and held on pretty well to finish in third place. He's had three top tens and six starts in this event. So it's a golf course clearly that he likes and a tournament that he likes. And at $26, I think, represents some reasonably good value. Mikko Kohonen is playing steadily without contending, admittedly, but he has done well here, Mikko Kohonen, and at $29 is well worth consideration. And the other player that I'll be keeping an eye on this week is the Englishman Callum Chinquin, who was 10th at the Alfred Dunhill. He was well back in Italy. He's had two withdrawals previously, but that 10th place finish at the Alfred Dunhill appears to me that he's finding a bit of form. He's had several good rounds at this tournament too. When you analyse his events on a round-by-round basis, he's played pretty well on occasions. He's at $51 this week. Quite a good lineup of Australians, many of them struggling for survival on the European Tour. Min Moon Lee is okay in that regard. Jake McLeod, Dayan Lawson, Dimi Papadatis, Nick Callan, and Sam Brazel are the other Australians that will tee it up there at the Portugal Masters. So those players again for that particular event: Matt Wallace at $11, Eddie Pepperell at $19, George Coetzee at $26, Mikko Kohonen at $29, and Callum Chinquin at $59. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.